Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. Checking in here with another ad read from our friends over at HelloFresh. Savor every last second of summer with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers fresh, quality produce from farm to your door in less than a week. It's great, super easy, allowing you to enjoy the delicious flavors from the season right from home. Heading out for one last vacation? Update your delivery address and enjoy HelloFresh at your own vacation destination with just a click. Might have to try that. I'm on vacation right now. That sounds like it's a pretty darn good idea. Plans are flexible, so they work with your changing schedule. We here at the No Bad Days podcast love our HelloFresh boxes. We get one, we cook it up in less than 30 minutes. It's ready to go. And you know what? There's no cleanup, very little waste, and you get really good meals. If you're interested in this offer, please go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. I'll once again repeat that. Go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. Welcome back to episode number 19, numero 19 of the No Bad Days podcast. I'm Taver. I'm joined here with my good friend Johnny Pace. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, bud. What's going on?
Hey, bud. Howdy. Good to see you, dude.
Don't you hate that?
We still haven't gotten better at it.
No. You know when you see someone and they're like, hey, how are you? And then like out of a reaction, you're like, hey, how are you? Like right back, you say the exact same thing.
Okay, we'll come back to that. So hold that thought. Yeah. I'm also joined here with my best friend Jordan Martin. What's going on, Jordan?
Howdy. How we doing?
Howdy.
We're doing good.
Yep. Howdy it is then, eh?
Okay.
Yeah. So I remember howdy, last episode we discussed.
Okay,
howdy.
So howdy. Sorry to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
What you were saying before,
yeah.
The word is when I forget how, like when someone says what's up and then you answer not much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, someone will be like, hey buddy, what's up? But like what's up? You'd be like, good, you?
Yeah.
It's like, right on your heels from the
get-go. Oh, no, handcuffs right away.
Yeah.
Or like, how about when you say, like, someone's like, hey, how are you? You're like, good, how are you? And then they're like, good, how are you? And you're like, what?
What's up?
Or I went to Starbucks this morning because I went over to Duluth for a bit. And I go to the cash and I order a coffee, obviously. And the girl gives it to me and she's like, enjoy your coffee. And I'm like, you too. I'm like, no.
Yeah, it's like it's the same. Like, enjoy your meal. You as well.
Enjoy the movie.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. You too.
I'll be right in there.
Yeah. The guy pulls in beside you, starts eating your popcorn that he just sold you.
Thanks for the invite.
I paid for my ticket. Yeah.
Speaking of which, I think me and Johnny had quite the Sunday experience. So I'll let Johnny take over that story.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
This was absolutely insane. The worst 3 hours.
You know what I think it started now that I like just thinking more about
it.
I was literally just gonna say when we started texting each other in the morning.
Yeah.
Cause I started off, I tossed in the group chat. I was like, anyone want to go for breakfast? And then you texted me on the side and you could read that.
I was like, I said where? Johnny says, anywhere, bud. I said, well. He said Perkins ? I said, LOL, I can make that here.
Keep that in mind, by the way.
No disrespect to Perkins.
Yeah, no disrespect, but like,
it's much better.
If we're going to go buy food, then like, let's go buy food. Let's go buy food.
Yeah.
I can make eggs at home. Then we just.
Didn't you end up getting eggs?
Yeah. And then I just said, okay. I was like, honestly, I'll just cook here. He's like, I don't want to cook. And I was like, okay, let's just go then.
You didn't want to cook either.
Yeah, I didn't really want to cook either. So then we hop in the car. Johnny, take over.
Yeah, so we get in the car. as soon as we get in the car, we look at each other and we're like, well, actually, no, before I FaceTimed you. Yeah. And I was like, okay, dude, like, where are we going? And you're like, I don't know, man. Like, I'm looking up like fucking restaurants on Google. I typed in breakfast place near me. And you're like, dude, just come over and we'll figure it out. So I obviously got dressed, brushed my teeth, went over. We didn't figure it out. We got in the car, look at each other right away before we even pull out of our parking spot. And we're like, okay, where do you want to go? Like, I don't know. So we drive to Duluth. We get over there. We go to, what was that
place? Bridgman's.
Bridgman's, yeah.
Good breakfast spot.
And was that, is that in Hermantown?
No, it's by Miller Hill Mall.
It's up by the mall.
Yeah.
Bless you.
Sorry, bless your soul.
No, we don't have to cut that.
Oh, okay.
Bless you, though.
Yeah, so we get there. We walk in. Bless you. We get up to.
You're supposed to say thank you back.
I said thanks.
Do you guys get like mad when people don't say bless you when you sneeze?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like, hey.
Or when you hold the door for someone, they don't say thank you.
Oh.
Rattles me.
Okay, wait.
Okay, yeah, we're getting sidetracked.
I got a question though before we continue.
Okay, what?
What is like the appropriate amount of distance to hold the door open for someone when they're coming behind you? How far?
10 feet.
Okay,
that's my number.
I was just wondering.
Like, I was. That's why I was quick with that.
Yeah, like 3 seconds.
Yeah,
you are like 1, 2.
After 3 seconds, you're just caught in no man's.
Yeah, then it's like then you have to wait. Whether it's 5, 10, then you're just stuck minute. There.
And then like a group, and then like a group of people.
Like from the Swenson to why you're just holding it open the whole.
Yeah, cause, and then like in between classes, you get caught with a group of people coming in. You're like,
oh, you're the bellhop.
Yeah, you're literally doorman Dan.
Okay, anyways, you guys got in the car.
Yeah, so we drive over to Duluth to go to Bridgman's and fucking get there, and the guy's like, 30 to 45 minute wait, and we look at each other and we just dip right away. We're like, and we're. At this point, like
at this point, it's like 1 o'clock.
It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We haven't eaten a single thing, and then we drive over to Supercuts at the mall because we're
We went to Grandma's first.
Oh,
we went to the Grandma's parking lot because we're like, let's go here.
And then we didn't even get out of the car.
Yeah,
in Grandma's. We didn't even get out of the car, and we're like, Marty's like, I kind of want a haircut. I'm like, you know what? If you're getting one, like I'll get one. Like, might as well. Like, from there. So we drive to Supercuts instead of looking up. Like the hours where we walk all the way up to the door. Marty parks at the back of the parking lot, walk all the way there, closed on Sundays. So we're like, okay, unreal. There's a 5 guys next to the Supercuts. Go in there, wait in line, get to the very front, like touching the counter. And Marty looks at me, he goes, let's just leave. I'm like, okay. So we get out of the car, we go back to the original restaurant.
Back to Bridgman's.
The guy's like, oh, okay, I remember you. He was actually a beauty about it. And he's like, I'll take down your number. You guys just wait. I'll text you when we're there. So me and Marty do a hot lap walking around the parking lot just to kill time.
Literally the most random lap we did.
Yeah, we actually went across the street to another parking lot to walk around. And then we came back, grabbed random chairs that we found, and then sat out there, on this patio there.
In the sun.
And, after like 20 minutes or something,
20 or 30 minutes, yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go in, like, in, you know, disguise it, like, so it doesn't look like I'm getting in this guy's ear, but say, like, hey, like pull the old Canadian card and be like, hey, I have a Canadian number. I don't know if your text went through, just to, like, get a time thing. The guy looks at me and goes, oh, I texted you, but his phone was open on the kiosk thing,
yeah,
and he's like, and like, I could see like my number's not in there because it's a bunch of random numbers,
yeah,
like. Mine is just not in there, and I definitely would have gotten that text.
Yeah. Wait, and, so you actually looked for your? Oh, you looked for your area code, and you can see it.
Yeah, like there was no 905 there, and fucking.
Where's that?
Should I say the rest of my number? Where,
no, like where? What area code is that?
That would be the Hamilton area.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And so, but the guy was cool. He's like, oh yeah, like your seat. So I grabbed Marty. We finally sat down. We actually got our food pretty quick.
Got our food quick.
I'd say 10, 15 minutes. That's not
bad.
A couple
coffees, couple waters. But yeah, that was a 2.5 hour dilemma. Haircuts, 4 restaurants, and countless just driving back and forth and back.
Like, we left at what, like 12:15?
12:15.
We started eating at 1:30.
We got back to Spear at 3.
That was
great for filming.
That was just awful, but that was good food.
Food was good. I had chicken and waffles, and Johnny had.
I had quite the meal. I had French toast, eggs, bacon, a burger, and a big plate of hash browns.
Humongous plate of hash browns.
But how good was that French toast?
Yeah, French toast.
That was fantastic.
It was like cinnamon roll French toast.
Yeah, that was unreal. And then Monday practice, I felt like I had French toast legs. So.
Yeah.
But my legs were made up.
He had those two. Remember Ego used to have those little sticks?
Yeah, the little French toast sticks.
Yeah.
That was me putting my skates on the end of them.
Yeah.
With syrup on them.
Well, that's.
Oh, not... yeah. And another thing is between my chicken and waffles and Johnny's breakfast, you know the little syrup containers? Mm-hmm. The restaurant style packets, ones? Yeah. It's like the. Like a little jug.
Like a pouring thing.
The pouring jug.
It's like a thing. Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was full to the top when we started. And by the end of the meal, there was maybe like a quarter of it left.
So you guys went
hard. We just dusted the syrup.
Destroyed.
You're like the super troopers when they're chugging it.
Literally that. It was bad. But like, you can't not have syrup when you're eating that stuff. Like,
no. Yeah, you got to.
And you got to drench it.
Was it like real Canadian or was it like kind of... Not the best.
Wouldn't call it authentic.
Wasn't from a maple tree.
I bet it was.
Could have been an oak. Could have been an oak tree.
Have you guys ever been to like sap? Have you guys ever been to like a maple farm?
Yeah, in Quebec City, we did the thing where they pour it on the snow and the popsicle sticks, and then you roll it up.
Those things are unreal.
That's sick.
Those are cavity central though.
Yeah, no, it's a dentist dream.
Actually cool how they have that at the farm. So there's like wires that go from tree to tree to tubes. And they like collect in like buckets and then they bring it.
And they got those like little faucets like that go in the tree or whatever. Yeah. Those are pretty cool.
Sweet. All right. Well, one thing I wanted to talk to you guys about and get your opinions on it is some teams in the NHL are starting to loosen up the dress code.
Ooh.
So the Arizona Coyotes were the first ones to do it. They made it that players can wear whatever they want on game days, which gives them a little bit more personality that it can show. And then Toronto actually just changed theirs too to like business casual type thing. Yeah. So like, what do you guys think about that?
Like, I know other leagues started to do it and like, I know it is a hassle putting on a suit all the time, especially like how many games those guys play. But when it comes to stuff like that in the NHL, like I'm very, I don't like change in that aspect.
Really?
You know what I mean? Like I think to a professional sports game, you should be wearing a suit, tie, dress to the nines, all that.
I disagree.
Okay.
I know what you mean. Because I feel like the NHL is like not at a place where they're like the NBA where kids see all the guys' personalities. So like by, you know, Austin Matthews or whoever wearing whatever they want, kids are going to be like, oh, I want to dress like that.
Yeah.
Not to say that they're going to be able to afford all the Gucci Vuitton and all that kind of stuff.
That's another thing too, actually. It probably does open up a lot more doors for endorsements
for players, all that kind of stuff. So that was my opinion on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously I think we've gone over like how they have to pay escrow and stuff like that before too.
Yeah.
Right? Have we talked about that on the podcast?
Maybe in like
Okay, well, anyways, to give you the quick rundown, the players have to split the revenue. So like their salaries come up from the revenue from the NHL. But if the players like as a whole salary exceeds 50% of the total revenue of the league, then they have to pay back the percentage to the owners. So like if like Connor McDavid makes $12 million a year and the players as a whole made like 55%, he's got to pay back a certain amount of his contract to the owners in escrow. That's what it means basically.
That
so
sucks.
Yeah. Literally.
That's like, you know, the movie The Replacements. They're talking about salary. And the guy chimes in. He goes, do you know what the insurance costs on a Ferrari?
He's like,
I know $6 million might sound like a lot. However.
After agent fees and all that. And do you guys have any idea what insurance costs on a Ferrari? Sounds like the biggest asshole.
Yeah.
But no, seriously. I think it's a good thing. What do you think, Marty?
Yeah, I like it. I like seeing, like you said, their personalities and seeing their drip.
Yeah, so Matthews got like, sick.
Yeah.
I do like wearing suits though, like the game.
Yeah, I like the suits. I like suits, obviously, but I like if they're not like just bumming it like sweats and shit.
Yeah. I think it's
I don't like that. But like if they're like casual, business casual is good, that's okay. Yeah. But I like seeing them like dressed up how they would be on the street.
Like, they look nice. Like if you're just wearing like a $600 baggy t-shirt.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It's kind of like, okay, come on.
Yeah. I think that's where they would draw the line though. I think the expectation is that they look professional.
Yeah.
But like maybe not to the point where they're just like a Wall Street stockbroker, you know?
Yeah, who's going to Miami for the weekend?
Right.
Yeah. That's a tough look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we're shark tooth necklace.
So have you did you change your mind a little bit, Johnny? Or
I'm firm with your old suit. Like, hey, don't get me wrong. I like it, yeah. But when it comes to of the game,
suit guy.
You gotta respect it, right?
Respect the game and the game will respect you, huh?
That's how I look at it.
So old rule written in the old book.
It's the oldest rule
it's written in stone.
Yeah.
What do you think? Like, at what age did you guys start wearing suits to games? 12, I was 12. Pretty young, yeah. Like
12 or 13, yeah.
Yeah,
because first shirt and tie.
Shirt and tie. Yeah, it wasn't suits. Yeah. I never had a suit.
First it was like the track suit, and then it's like you gotta wear a shirt and tie with your track jacket, which is
and tell me you guys had look. Tell me you guys had the like just crazy color shirts too.
Oh,
like a white tie, like
magenta.
Oh,
yeah, ties with like teal shirt with like a white tie.
That's, grad look. Yeah. Oh dude. Man, with the white tie and a white belt, yeah, like shoes.
Orange dress.
And I would see you guys dress
purple tie.
Wear like, that.
I'm drippy.
Yeah,
and just like a disgusting amount of hair gel in your hair.
Oh no, I was big on the hair gel and. Come playoff
like
time.
Even if you're caught in a tornado, your hair wouldn't move.
Oh no, you
it's could, glued down.
Yeah, if you stuck me in the ground, I'd stand right side up.
Yeah, it's like a golf tee.
yeah, literally. Did you guys ever dye your hair for playoffs when you were young?
Yeah, I went blonde. Yeah. I went blonde a few times. I put like orange streaks in my hair for one of the teams.
I think the worst part about that is going to school.
The first time I did,
I was in grade 7, and like. Kids obviously just don't understand, so that like you come to school one day with a full head of blonde hair
and a mullet, and you're like,
why is Eminem here?
They're like, what's
invited the fake Slim Shady?
One time, so we did that for playoffs one year on my team when I was young, and we had blonde mullets. Everyone like bleach blonde mullets,
That's
and it was right before March break, and we got swept in the playoffs, and we all had vacations planned, and I didn't get a haircut, so I had a blonde mullet going on a cruise ship.
That's sick.
And I broke my leg too, so that was sucked.
That was same with
blonde hair and a broken leg.
The first time we made playoffs in 9 years in my junior team, we all dyed our hair and we lost in 5 games, so not too bad, but pretty much had blonde hair for a week. And then we just dyed it back. We're like, damn it.
And grade 9 is when I broke my back, and that was in a playoff game, and it was the first playoff game too, so I literally had blonde hair for a day, broke my back, and then a couple weeks later went back to school with like dark roots and blonde, like basically frosted tips.
You ain't getting your hair dyed back with a broken neck. You didn't go to the hair salon?
No. Someone would have
that's to, what the hair lady would
so,
think.
Someone like, would have to pin me to the chair.
This is your priority right now?
You should be on the couch.
You bedridden?
You come in on
I come
a
in a body brace.
That's crazy.
Just a stretcher.
You got the halo on.
I look like a dog with a cone.
My little brother, Ethan, he was really young when we started wearing suits to games, and he was young, and he would come to our games and pretend to be an assistant coach. So he'd wear a shirt and tie to the games and have a clipboard, and he'd like tell us what we needed to do better and stuff. And then everyone's like, "Shut up, Ethan."
Dude, I remember this is probably the worst look ever is a kid wore a short sleeve white dress shirt with a black tie to a game.
Oh, skinny black tie?
It didn't take away from the fact that he was wearing a short sleeve dress shirt.
All right.
That was a tough look.
With a tie made it to better. A game.
My mom was already always pretty good at decking me out in some nice shirt and tie combos.
Yeah.
She still does.
Like I have you wake up in the morning, your clothes are laid out on your bed.
No, legit, like every suit that I wear with a shirt, the shirt has a matching tie to it because she bought it for me. I've never bought a dress shirt by myself, I don't think.
You guys ever iron your shirts, your dress shirts?
Like not myself.
Yeah, me either. Like that's one thing does. I've never done. Like I get them dry cleaned at like the end of the season, but that's the only time.
Yeah,
that's it for the season. Then they go in my closet.
Yeah,
and they just if they're wrinkly, they're going to the rink with me. I'm wearing it.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Suit jacket.
Yep.
Do we even have an iron at school here?
I don't have an iron.
I don't think any of the boys on our team do.
No.
Hey, it's a golden rule. If it's wrinkled, just gut it out.
Yeah. Just wear it.
Just throw it like this.
I wouldn't even know how to.
Yeah.
A million times.
I wouldn't even know. On your hands.
Put it in. Can you put them in the dryer for like a couple minutes to get the wrinkles out? Is that
some dryers have a like my dryer at home has a a wrinkle setting on it.
Oh, okay.
I think I just missed it.
My dryer definitely.
You know what the worst thing is in the world is when you take a shirt out of the dryer and you put it on and it's staticky.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Or when you're folding and they're staticky and
And then it stays in there and you go to put it on, it's just like clung to your body, and even though it's a big shirt, you're like, oh god, this sucks.
Just showing
you just can't get it out, you're like putting your hands through it and you're getting shocked all over the place.
How about this the new Survivor series, boys?
We are right back in Survivor.
I think the last 2 years we watched, like, what do you think realistically, how many seasons of the 40?
I'd say at least 10.
At least 10 to 15 seasons we've watched, and new season came out, so we binged the first four episodes. Yeah. So we're back on the Survivor grind.
Who's your favorite character? Mine's my ex-NFL guy.
Yeah Danny.
Or Nazir. Nazir's hilarious.
Yeah.
I like Danny. He's seems like
Danny,
a good beauty.
Danny's a good guy.
Yeah, he doesn't cause shit.
Tiffany.
Yeah.
Like, Tiffany's good.
He doesn't cause shit. Like, the other people are like, I know it's like the name of the game and everything, but like, I hate when like they try to go behind each other's backs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, just bugs me.
You wouldn't last.
No, I wouldn't last because like, I'm a front guy.
Hey, you loyal.
Yeah, I'm loyal.
You loyal, huh?
Yeah.
I'd be just throwing blind sides left, right, and stuff. Yeah, just like the one chick did to JD. She's like, let me hold on to your extra vote. As a token of loyalty, he's like, okay. Yeah. And then they vote him off.
like just conniving.
That's one was bad.
Yeah.
I feel like you can't, like, if you're in Survivor, you can never give up your advantages. Like, that's just
The one thing I'm surprised about is they never have a reaction when they get voted off. Like, if I was JD in that situation, I would have been like, you mother.
Yeah.
And they must have to sign something where they can't, like,
scrap the person. Like, there's not many people that are that sportsmanlike, so that everyone's like, oh, good play, guys. I would have tried to put him in a chokehold.
I know,
an RKO.
I would put him in a full Nelson, suplex him into the fire pit.
The show security would have been dragging you out,
or like grab your torch and like try and like throw it out javelin.
I don't know, I think that's like, that's a hard game. Like, out of all like those, like, would you call it a game show, I guess?
Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah. Like, out of all of, like, that's pretty hard. Like, cause you just got to get people to like you, and then but you also got to be like manipulative at the same time.
We should try and get someone that's been on the show to come on and tell us like how much of it is actually scripted, how much of it is actually,
like, what
raw.
Are they telling you behind the camera and
because
stuff
I feel
like
there's gotta be, there's always drama at some point in the show, so I feel like they have to like make it like that sometimes.
You hear stuff like that with a show, The Bachelor, Bachelorette, right? Like, they tell, like, people who have been like The Bachelor, Bachelorette, like, they say in interviews after, like, the producers say, okay, like, hang on to like so and so
because they're good for viewership,
or something like that, even though like they have in mind who they want.
That's what I feel like Survivor's like. It's not completely scripted. I feel like there's a bunch of like real stuff, but I feel like
get Boston Rob
at times. There's like,
that guy probably knows
Boston Rob put on like six seasons.
He won twice. Yeah. His wife won.
Yeah.
That's crazy. They made like $3 million.
When was his first season?
Well,
it was like early.
He was young.
Oh, really?
He met his wife on the show and they got married
on the island.
His wife beat him in the finals and he opposed at the final.
Insane.
And now they're married with like four kids or something.
How awkward would it be where, like, if like you're trying to hit on someone there and then they just shut you down and then you're stuck on an island?
Well, I think there's been like you go there just to
find love.
Dressed up really nice when you get to the island. You gotta wear those.
My question is how does
the guy who showed up with the cardigan the first day,
how does Jeff Probst just never age?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what, like, does that guy have the fountain of youth in his backyard?
Yeah, man, that's
because
crazy.
That guy has got, he's 41 seasons in. I don't think he's looked a year older.
I feel like
than
that's all hosts though, because Chris Harrison looks the same. Ryan Seacrest with American Idol, that guy looks like,
man, those celebrities, they must know something we don't. Hey,
yeah, I know, tell me about it, man.
We're gonna have to find out.
Tyra Banks doesn't look like she aged overnight.
No,
I don't think she's hosting all America's the Kardashians Got Talent, though, anymore.
Yeah, I don't watch that.
She only did one season.
Tyra Banks?
Yeah, it was Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon. Now it's Terry Crews.
Yeah, Terry Crews hosts now.
Uncle Terry.
Yeah. Funny. I like Nick Cannon.
Yeah, I like Nick Cannon a lot,
He was good on that.
That was my favorite show for a while.
Yeah.
I got to tell you
guys. Those are the auditions.
The crazy auditions. Yeah. I like when they shut people down too that are just like dumb. Yeah. Like they're just so bad that they're just like.
Just three quick X's.
Yeah. I gotta tell you guys this thing that my stallmate told me today in the dressing room. So he's sitting beside me and he looks at me and he goes, so like pretty good weather we've been having lately. I'm like, yeah, like really good. October and me wearing shorts out today. And I mean, that's not normal and superior.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, like, when do you think they're going to freeze the lake?
Like Lake yeah. Superior,
like the biggest lake in, yeah. in the world, almost. Or the freshwater lake.
The deepest. It's one of the great lakes, yeah.
And I looked at him and I said, who? Like, who's freezing this lake?
Like
God?
No, you said, what are they going to do? Turn
the cooling system on? Yeah. And he goes, oh, yeah. I'm like, yeah, you have to wait for the weather to get cold. I'm going to guess probably like December. He's like, oh, yeah. I guess that wasn't the smartest question I could have asked you. I'm like, attaboy.
That's the smartest That's thing okay. you've said.
Yeah. Attaboy, Siege.
Yeah, no. When you told me that earlier, I was like, who's he referring to?
What? Okay.
He's a beauty, though.
Yeah, he is a beauty.
What's up, guys? We're back with another message from our friends over at Discover. Now, listen, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums, and worse, how they rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, come on, talk about amazing. And now that we've talked about that for a bit, let's get back to the No Bad Days podcast, where we talk about whatever comes to our mind. Learn more about this offer at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Okay, so we'll go into the first segment of our podcast, which is things that hit different. But I want to give us, we got a DM from our girl Becky Talmadge.
Yeah.
She said that she was playing beer league and like she started playing hockey and she found that taking a shower after a beer league game, like just like, yeah. rinsing it off and getting in hot water just like hits different.
I agree 100%.
You agree?
You remember last year, like with the COVID protocols, like where we couldn't shower at the rink and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And as time went on, like, I remember we were all sitting around downstairs. We're like, boys, like I miss showering with the guys after. Yeah. Like, it's literally the best. Yeah. Like that's when all like the stories come out and
just
like
talking.
Yeah. You're just hanging out in the shower, scrub it up, dub, you know, you feel fresh after.
That's like, a good hits.
After a good sweat. Very good hits. Different.
That is the boys approve that.
Yeah. We approve that message.
Yeah.
I'm Troy McTavish and I approve that message. Okay. So what is your guys's hits different?
It's different is when you are absolutely starving on a Sunday afternoon and haven't eaten anything all day. You get seated at a restaurant, get some nice cold water, and then a big fat breakfast after. That hits different.
Yeah.
On a Sunday in specific.
Okay, so Sunday breakfast.
Yeah.
Okay. I could agree with that.
Yep.
I'm going to say
specifically only Sundays though. Like, no, like
not breakfast. Saturdays.
No, Sundays. It has to be Sundays.
It has to be.
There's no other
Sundays. No other day.
Restaurants cook breakfast on any other
day. No, they don't. That's what
besides
I heard.
Sunday.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
It's crazy.
Like, oh, no. All right. Then.
Like I tried to get breakfast. Yeah. Like I went for breakfast on a Tuesday one time and they looked at me. They had four heads.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was banned from the restaurant for a bit.
Yeah. I know. I heard about that. There's a sign of you.
They said eggs. Yeah, it's 9 a.m.
Yeah. I'm like, here's eggs and spit. Oh,
never mind. Can I just get a burger then? They're like, yeah, that's better. That's like the girl
after Get Out.
And I think we mentioned this already, but the girl in the movie. Oh God.
Oh. Narrowing
it down. No, the one we watched recently about the cowboys robbing the banks.
Hell or high water.
When they go into the steak restaurant, and the guy's like, what? Or he tries to order something that's like on the menu. And she goes, I've worked here for 50 years and all I've ever heard of people ordering a steak and a baked potato. And the only thing you get an option is if you want corn or you don't want corn.
Yeah. No, I remember when she first came to the table, she goes, what don't you want? He's like, what?
Yeah. And then he tries to order his steak well done. And she goes, you'll get it how the chef cooks it medium rare.
Okay.
Then. And I just thought about Marty, like,
Imagine going to a restaurant like that. Like, what would your reaction be? Like, would you get up and leave?
No.
Or would you just like,
I'd soak it. Probably.
Yeah. Just yeah. Eat that one.
Today I got a McDonald's coffee.
Yeah.
This was before I went to Starbucks today. Mm-hmm. I literally went to McDonald's and ordered a large black iced coffee, and it came with 9 sugars and 6 creams in it. So I was too scared to go back in and ask for it.
Dude, that's so classic here. Like, they always mess up a black coffee.
Yeah.
You either get sugar in it or cream.
Yeah. It's like,
well, if I said black, if I wanted sugar, I would say.
And I literally was like, can I get a black coffee, yeah, like nothing in it, just plain coffee with ice?
Yeah.
And they said, yeah, sure. And then I got there and sure enough,
yeah,
there was 17 sugars and 94.
You have to sound like an idiot when you order, because you got to be like, can I get a black coffee with ice, but black, no cream, no sugar, black? And then they're like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, like, yeah, no, we got it, dude.
Or like, sometimes I'll be like, hi, can I get a black iced coffee? And they'll be like, cream or sugar? No, black.
Black.
Just good. Black. Thanks.
Black will do. Black, black's fine. Remember when we went to that haunted maze? Last 2 years ago now.
Yeah.
And we were getting the tickets, and it was like,
no, that was last year.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, so we went there, and we had these tickets from the school, because they were like trying to get people to go, so we went. And there were 7 of us in the group.
Oh my god, yeah.
And we went up to the kiosk.
No,
and
it was the security.
The parking attendant.
Oh, was it? Mm. Well, that guy was on one too. He was like, he had like the airport like guider lights, where he's like telling us where to park. Yeah. And then was it you that told him that there were 7 of us?
Yeah, we rolled down the window and he goes, how many of you in the car? We're like, 7. And his mouth dropped and he's like, 7. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, it's an 8-seater.
Seven. Yeah. Yeah. And then
we're like, what?
Then we proceeded to go through the haunted maze. And yeah, that was like the third worst day of my life, because I hate going to things like that.
Yeah.
Dude, we're going on the haunted trip.
Dude, there's no
next
way.
Weekend.
There's not a chance in hell.
Just come, dude. It'll be fun.
Dude. I went to a maze where you could run through the maze and escape. But like, if you're in a ship, you can't run through steel.
And it's only little kids staring you at that maze.
Yeah. Like, I almost,
it was like an 8-year-old kid.
I almost had to Randy Orton RKO a 9-year-old. He's chasing with a chainsaw. And he played us too. That kid.
Yeah,
remember?
We asked him for the way out.
Yeah. So he scares us, like, and we all jump and we all like, you got us. You got us bad. And then he's like, ha ha ha. And then we're like, okay, where do we go now? And he sent us the wrong way, where we had to go back around, and then he scared us again.
It took us in a circle and we went right back to where he was, and then he's there.
So at that point, we were like, you know how badly we could like beat you up.
Hey, there's 7 of us.
Yeah. He's like, 7?
Yeah. Yeah. It's his son.
Yeah, but there's no,
they have the same genetic condition. Yeah. Where the number 7 just scares the shit out of them.
Just doesn't register.
Yeah. For Halloween, they have a number 7 on their front lawn.
Every time they walk, they're like, oh my god, 7.
I repel you.
Yeah. And so long story short, there's no way I'm going to a haunted what is it, like a crate, like a cargo ship.
Yeah, like a Laker.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going. Listen, I'm not a huge fan of horror, but I think it's fun with the boys, like just getting scared with the boys, because like it makes for a good laugh after.
Yeah, I don't find it the same.
Yeah, no, because we could be like, hey, remember how Tavro almost shit his pants? Ha ha ha.
Hey, remember when we went to see It 2 in theaters and I closed my eyes the whole time?
Yeah.
Actually, the one scene under the bleachers, I closed my eyes. Oh, that little girl.
Oh my god, yeah.
I closed my eyes, because you just know what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
The only thing I remember from the glass. That's the only part I remember from the movie is when he's licking the glass and banging his head off it. I'm
yeah.
like,
yeah,
what the hell's going on right now?
Yeah. You're like, dude, you're gonna get a concussion.
Yeah.
Stop like, that.
Like, till this day, I still can't even look in like street sewer drains.
Yeah, no, I'd freak myself out
Georgie?
For sure.
Like, yeah, like
Marty. Marty's like,
I don't care if one of you, like, if one of you guys fell into a street sewer drain, like, I'll just have to come to terms with the fact that I would never have to see you again, because there's no way I'd be able to go look for
you. Just like, yeah, no, I lost my friend.
Yeah,
I'd sit across the street with a fishing rod and toss a line in there, maybe they'd
grab it.
Yeah,
it's only 8-pound test, dude. Just get out.
How's swimming class been going, by the way? Speaking of water.
Yeah, we're rescuing each other, so it's good. I'm learning lots.
How's the public pool treating you?
I wouldn't say I've overcome my fear, because I still don't think that I'm going to go in a public pool, but I've just come to terms that I have to do it, or yeah. else I'm gonna fail.
I think we should go and watch him one day.
I kind of want
to
do
that. I do too. The one thing I do is I do everything in my power to not go under the water and get my face wet.
Oh,
or my hair wet.
We gotta tell my kids
because my hair today I didn't get my hair wet once and I didn't go under the water.
And you have long hair too,
yeah.
So it's
well, good. Like the back was a little bit wet because we have to swim laps like there and back, there yeah. and backs. And
you swam laps with your head above water,
yeah,
the whole time,
yeah.
That's actually,
dude,
hard.
I do
That's
not hard. Get my yeah. hair wet, like, I do not good put my you. Face in the water. I literally watch the kids in my class like come up front of the water and just like spit it. I'm like, oh my god,
like, this is touching my mouth,
yeah,
backwash,
like, yeah.
Is it a chlorine pool?
Yeah, I think so.
Remember our teacher?
The teacher claims that it's the cleanest pool.
Yeah, he said that in our other class. So we're taking another class with the same teacher.
The clean.
And he's like, you should see how much they clean this pool. It's crazy. Yeah. And Marty's just like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Do they clean it while the kids are spitting it?
Yeah.
Whatever's in their mouth.
Yeah, that was tough.
Would you rather go in a hotel pool or in a pool with like a water slide where there's a bunch of kids?
Oh,
which one is it?
Oh my god,
kids had to go
kids
in pee one.
In pools, dude. Remember that?
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to say a hotel pool because I know kids. Yeah, I'm gonna have to say hotel pool, but I don't do that. I just can't. Like, I literally cannot get in a hotel pool.
You know what I do think is gross though, and I don't know why it differs from a pool, but. Dunking your I do it anyways, but dunking your head in a hot tub and
yeah
because like hot tubs are known to be like even grosser,
yeah,
because
yeah.
well, like the dead skin and stuff.
Well, that and it's got, like things can survive in hot water better than cold water.
Yeah,
and you got 10 of your friends sitting in it, yeah. only putting their feet in it,
yeah.
and like you're basically dunking your head in your boy's foot bath.
Yeah, yeah, true. And like you could never get caught like farting in a hot tub because there's already bubbles yeah. going around.
So or just... honestly, this is gross, but peeing for that matter because it's hot water. So
that's a psycho thing to say.
But
are you guilty? Like are you guilty? Before. You're guilty.
Oh, you are.
I'm not going to incriminate myself.
Oh, you
and don't act like you haven't done
like
it
recently.
Oh yeah, no, I go in hot tubs here all the time.
No, like
what? The last time I was in a hot tub,
well, like I'm thinking like
with you guys in Chicago.
No, I know, but like I'm
like 2 years ago.
No, but like if you're like 19 years old pissing in a hot tub, like that's still pretty messed up.
No, I did not do it on our road trip.
When was the last time you done it? How old were you?
I don't know. I was probably in high school.
With other people that you knew?
Yeah.
You just sue-bombed them? Didn't tell them?
Just a little drip.
Yeah, the chlorine kills it. Yeah. They clean it.
Just a little drip.
Yeah, someone was wearing white shorts and then
yeah, they come up. There's a pee-pee stain.
Oh my god. Dude. Oh, Marty, you missed it, dude. When Johnny came to my house before he came here, we were in my pool in the backyard and Johnny only has one bathing suit.
No, I had two. I lost my good one, which is actually a good style.
So
I lost it.
This bathing suit that he was wearing, I thought it was from the 40s.
Adam Sandler.
No, it was dude, it was the bathing suit had cargo pockets in it for like convenience, I guess.
Just in case you want to put
like, no, they went below his knee. No, and that's not even the worst part. Below the knee, they had drawstrings so you could make them tight against
yeah, so you could pull them up and like tight.
So you could
them.
Be buoyant.
Oh my god.
And I could tie him in a bow.
I could not like stop bad. Laughing. And I tried to take pictures of him and he would not let me take pictures yeah, of him. And
that's
no.
hilarious.
So those things are not honestly, if we stay overnight this year, I'm just gonna go in my underwear. I'm not bringing those. I've decided.
I think we should burn those.
Yeah, we could have a bonfire and burn them. Like actually we should have a bonfire.
I'm literally willing to like go and buy you a new bathing suit just because I think those are like if you ever showed up at a pool party with those, like that's the case. No one would ever talk
like
to
just
you.
Going to Vegas, like the biggest pool parties in America.
Yeah, like you can't.
Yeah,
you can't wear those.
If we go to Vegas, you need to wear those.
No.
They're like
no one's
like,
gonna talk to me, including
dude,
you guys.
They're so long. Yeah. They're so long, it looks like you like it looks like there's those like cut off pants that you can unzip and like
yeah
they look like those like hiking pants where even when you unzip them there's a mesh that comes down from mosquito protection.
like what are you doing at a pool that you need to have cargo pockets in your shorts? Like what are you bringing?
Hey, this bathing suit is probably like 15 years old. Like it's not, this has just been in our house
so you
for
wore
like
it when you were six.
No, it's been in our house for like guests when they come over and swim.
So you're wearing like a guest bathing suit?
Yeah, pretty much. It was the only one I had, man. Oh. You got to bring one because I knew I was going to your house.
anyways,
what's your hit? Enough different? About me. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even say it, I guess.
Yeah, I know. Get a little sidetracked.
My hit's different is just seeing Johnny in that bathing suit.
It's freaking hilarious.
I actually don't know. I don't know what my hit's different is.
Oh, we had a week to prepare.
I got mine. mine is.
Did you not go yet?
No.
Oh, God.
We got sidetracked. Yeah, there. We got sidetracked for like 15 minutes there.
Mine is when you just order a water from a restaurant and it comes with a lemon in it.
Yeah. How nice of them.
It's just like
just courteous.
A nice lemon water.
Yeah.
Just hits different.
Yeah. You feel like you're healthier for some reason.
Yeah. And you like kind of squish it up. Like you spritz it in your water and boy. Wow.
Yum, yum, yum.
I think like water from those like refillable stations at school hit different.
I feel like they taste better. It tastes way better than like tap water.
Yeah.
Filtered water.
Yeah. Like if you use a Brita, like you suck.
Hey.
I use a Brita.
I use a Brita too.
Yeah, you
do. Not all the time. Sometimes.
Johnny, can you fill up my water? Make sure it's from the Brita. Tavern.
Yeah. Do not use the tap water. Okay. Moving on. Should we go into our questions?
Yeah, I want some questions. I want to hear what the people had to say. What's the people got to say about this week?
I have a funny story.
Oh, go ahead.
Not a funny story, but like of how psycho our superstition of like to the extent that we go for our like pregame
thing. I guess we didn't even talk about our weekend. Yeah, we can talk about that. Anyways, go ahead.
Well, we just played our first preseason game, but me and Tabor have had this, I guess you could say, superstition for 3 years. And this year he actually got us matching watches and it's engraved. It says pregame tradition.
Something like that.
Yeah. But anyways, like something usually we always go in the front door and everyone else goes back door and we like pick which way we go or whatever, but the front door was locked. So this is how far we go. We go in the back, walk to the front through the rink, go through the doors outside in the front doors. Don't even take like 2 steps out, just so it's like in our mind that we came through the front doors and then walk back in. We're like, oh, okay, well, here we go.
Yeah. So like we literally took the longest route possible.
You guys could have also just like texted someone saying, can you come get the front doors? Cause I'm sure someone would have.
Yeah,
but then they're a part of it.
Yeah, then they have to be a part of it.
Then it just ruins it. Because then if we play good, then we need him to come open the door every time.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
So it's like we just have to.
No, it's understandable.
We'd have to find a way.
I thought you guys played pretty good.
Yeah. How was the game? I thought it was decent. We did a split squad game where we played two periods. We had two teams, and Johnny got to play in all four periods.
Yeah. So
he had chicken legs.
It was. Two games, two 20-minute periods each with a mandatory 5-minute 3-on-3 overtime and a shootout.
Yeah.
And I was one of the guys that played in both games. And oh my God, was I tired.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine.
I was dead. And I think the worst part was in the second game, we had to take part in warm-ups. I think that was the worst part because like I had to go out there and like shoot a puck and pretend go through all the warm-up drills. Like, I did not feel like doing a 2-on-1 after all that.
Yeah, you had enough of those in the game. Eh?
Yeah, yeah, literally. But, no, it was fun. It was nice, like, getting back into, like, your game day routines and stuff like that. And, like, your superstitions again, which is, like, they can drive you crazy sometimes, but you just got to do them. And
definitely. It was nice just playing, like, real competitive hockey.
Yeah, like, thinking like a game again. Hockey. Like, using your hockey brain out there kind of thing.
Not like, just, like, practice brain.
Yeah. No, seriously.
It's just different.
Yeah, it is. That hits different. That could be your hits different.
Yeah, games.
Games hit playing different. A game of hockey.
Yeah, you would never guess it, but it hits different than practice. Okay. We'll go on to some questions here.
All right.
Okay, we got a good amount. Here we go. This is the first one. Just make sure the volume's up.
All right.
Hi guys.
Hi.
Would you ever spend a night in a haunted house if someone paid you? If so, who would you bring?
How much are they paying me?
My answer is yes, and I'm going to bring Marty and Tabor.
No, I would get my answer to that is I am not going to a haunted house.
Yeah, but how much would they have to pay you?
Okay, if someone's giving you 10 grand.
10 grand, I would go.
Okay. Perfect. I tell you what, I wouldn't sleep one bit.
Yeah, I wouldn't sleep a wink.
I'd find a corner. I'd be sleeping because I know these two are on guard because they can't sleep. So I'm going to have a great night.
I'd honker down in a corner with a baseball bat. With no entries behind me. And I'd find my exit point. I'd find a door, a window. And I'd like get ready to jump out at any point.
Yeah.
I don't care if I'm on the fifth floor. I'd jump out the window if something
happens. Always got to have an emergency action plan.
Yeah.
That's what we're learning.
What would you guys bring with you?
Like a knife.
The essentials.
like a machete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, I just bring like full knight armor and wear it.
The Bud Light knight?
Yeah. I'd bring like a full like medieval knight suit. Actually, I don't know because that would weigh me down if I tried to escape.
You're wearing a case of Bud Light on your head with the eye holes.
Yeah. I think I'd bring like one of those like big inflatable like hamster balls and then go inside it and then like
bubble soccer.
Yeah. That way, like if something happened, like they couldn't get in. And if they did, I'd just like go out through the hole in the back and then I'd jump out the window.
I'm pretty sure a ghost would be able to just
take you out. If they were paying me a significant amount of money, then yes. I wouldn't do it for $1,000, I don't think.
No, I wouldn't either.
I don't know. I feel like you guys would change your mind if someone gave you $1,000.
No, not for $1,000.
Like how haunted is the house though? Like,
yeah.
Like we don't know the parameters.
It's like an old
It's like an old house
where like 9 people got murdered.
Yeah, no chance.
Yeah.
And if there's like previous horror stories confirmed at that place, they're like, I'm not.
Like, yeah, like if you've seen Bigfoot there, it's a red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if Bigfoot hangs out in haunted houses.
I'll drop you off. How about that?
No, that's where
I'm not going by myself. You know,
that's why Bigfoot hasn't been caught. It's because he hangs out in haunted houses. No
one goes
in. Yeah. He's not in the forest. They're looking in the wrong place.
Have you guys ever been in like a house that like just creeped you out? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. This one kid I used to play hockey with growing up, his house was, we were probably like 10 years old at the time. So it's obviously older now, but he said his house was like 115 years old. And when you went in the basement, there's a well in the basement.
Yeah, that's sketchy.
And I'm like, okay, mom, come get
chance.
Me.
Not a chance in
hell. Oh, you need something from the basement? Yeah, no. Yeah. Not me. Yeah. I'm going home for
you
the
must
night.
Be talking to someone else.
Yeah.
I wouldn't care if there's a pot of gold in the basement. I wouldn't go down there.
And all like the floors are creaky and shit. I'm like, oh, okay, get out of here with that. Yeah.
Like I had trouble sleepovers at like normal houses as a kid.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, like who like looked at that and be like, that one, I'm taking it. Yeah. Like the house, you know what I mean?
Well, built in 1885.
Yeah, by General Custer. Yeah. I think it was Custer, not Custard.
Yeah, it was Custer.
Custer's just an ice cream
that we ate last night
at Culver's. No free ads.
No free ads.
Okay, second question. That was a good one. Sparked good conversation. Second question. Here we go.
What is your favorite Australian animal?
Kangaroo.
That's the only one I know.
Is there another one?
Dude, Australia has like the craziest wildlife. I know they have crazy insects
and snakes.
There's like
and
spider
stuff like
season
that?
Where like the whole like all the grass is covered in spider webs.
That's pretty nuts.
Look it up.
Is it koala?
Yeah, that's Australia. Oh, that's a good one too.
I would say koalas are pretty dope, but kangaroos are sick too.
Kangaroo.
I would love to see one.
Platypus. I'm gonna say platypus.
Perry the platypus. There
are they like
Tasmanian devil?
Oh yeah,
those,
that's a good one.
A dingo.
I thought those were extinct.
They got dingoes.
Is that like a dog?
Isn't a dingo just like a baby?
It's like a
baby
fox.
I think. Yeah, it's like. Yeah, whatever.
A wombat.
An emu.
A chinchilla.
Sugar glider.
Emus are like crazy to look at, those things.
Oh, a kookaburra.
A kookaburra?
Oh, yeah. I have those in my backyard.
A wallaby?
A crocodile.
Oh, no. I don't mess with
crocodile.
I don't mess with crocodiles.
Okay. I'm going to go with platypus.
I'll go with kangaroo.
Okay. And I'm a koala.
I'm going with kangaroo strictly from the movie Kangaroo Jack. You guys ever seen that movie?
Yeah, that's a pretty funny movie. He's got the shades on.
Yeah.
And the guy's sweater.
He gets knocked out and then he's got the sweater on and he's like, going on. Okay, that's a good question though. I've never been to Australia. I'd love to go if it didn't take 17 days to get there.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, definitely.
It's not like the furthest place to fly and
from us. Yeah, yeah. I guess
unless you went like Hawaii, Australia. When I went to Hawaii, there was like half Australian people there because it's like the halfway point between the U.S. and maybe not halfway, but U.S. and Australia.
Where'd you fly out of to get to Hawaii?
L.A.
Oh, okay. So did you leave from Ottawa though? Ottawa, Toronto, LA.
No, I left from here. I went from Minneapolis to
Victoria.
Then I went to, oh, maybe it was Seattle, actually. It's probably Seattle.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
But yeah, West Coast.
That's a flight and a half.
It wasn't that bad from Seattle. It's like a 5-hour flight to Hawaii.
Yeah, but still, like, from start to finish. Like,
yeah, it was a long trip.
It's a lot of travel.
Yeah, it was a long one. It was worth it, though. Okay, here's a two-parter. So we'll play two parts before we answer.
Hey, guys. I have a hockey question. Are there plays that you guys learn that result in a minor penalty in order to stop a bigger play from happening from the opposing team, even if it puts that team on a power play?
Okay, so I'll answer that one first.
Yes.
Basically, it's like a judgment call. I wouldn't say you like learn plays, but if you're the general rule is like if you take a penalty trying to stop a goal from happening, it's a good penalty to take. Like, obviously,
if someone's on a break,
you trip them or whatever, or hook or whatever. Generally, that's considered like an all right penalty to take.
Or even if like you're like battling in a corner, and you get like a accidental roughing or slash, whatever, but you're just going hard, like, no one's really gonna get mad at you for stuff like that.
Yeah, the golden rule is like that. If you're taking a penalty, like being physical or trying to make a play to stop a goal, then the penalty is all right. But it's like the penalties that are like away from the puck or like kind of like retaliation penalties. That's like when people will start to get upset about it. Yeah.
There's good and bad penalties in hockey, and you learn the difference between them as you get older, pretty much. And it depends on all like the scenario you're in.
Yeah. And then second part to that one.
Also, follow up to that question. If that is true, do you guys like pick who's going to take the penalty? And why does it always seem like it's Levi?
I was not expecting that.
That was funny.
That was hilarious.
No, like you wouldn't, there's no way that you could pick someone to take a penalty because it's just like everything happens so fast. It's just like you're in that spot at that time. But Cuddy ends up in that spot a lot, I guess.
Basically, whoever commits the crime does the time.
that was so funny.
Cud.
That was so good.
That's awesome. Oh, that was a good little twist at the end of that.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us were expecting
that. I did not expect that at the end. That was hilarious.
Why is it always Cuddy?
Okay, here we go.
If you could break a world record, what would it be?
Oh, fastest man.
Like, really?
Really?
That's kind of boring.
Dude. Usain Bolt. How is that boring if you could break Usain Bolt's record?
I thought you were going to say like longest toenails or something.
Oh, yeah. No, that's cooler.
Or like world's smallest head. I'd have world's biggest head.
Yeah, I was going to say you already got that one. So
yeah, I already got the world's biggest
bison head.
I don't know what I would pick. Something like athletic, I think.
Yeah, so world's fastest man.
Yeah, but like that's more like anyone could do that.
How about hardest shot, like hardest slap shot,
or like longest? No, I don't know. Most pull-ups or something like that.
That would be a sick record.
Yeah, you know, like the world record for like the longest plank is like over 10 hours.
Yeah, and crazy. That former
was like a former Navy SEAL or something.
Yeah,
like that?
Yeah. He's got the pull-up record. It was like 4,000
in one
day. Just over 4,000 in one day.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's but amazing. I want to know how many he did consecutively. I tried looking that up and it didn't really say.
I feel like it's like a strategy though. You gotta like pace yourself. You don't want to like
Johnny,
yeah. I was just about to say Johnny pace yourself.
Yeah, and, exactly.
Okay.
I'd say longest hair. Just because I'm losing it. So,
so you want to hold that record?
Yeah, I want to hold the record like, that I have a cop.
Longest single hair.
No. Yeah. Spit it out. What was it?
The best cul-de-sac, but the longest back hair.
Like
the hair.
Who's Skeletron over there?
If you don't know what a cul-de-sac is, look it up, like, for your hair. That's what I want.
My brother sent a voice message to me to play it.
Yeah.
Well, I hope this is stupid.
Hey, Tower's little brother here. If you could play golf with any foursome in the world, who would you play with and why?
Well,
good question. Good question. I thought it was gonna be bad.
Tyler Jr. Like how you started that too.
Yeah.
My foursome would be
Me, Marty, Tavern, you.
That's
gonna,
cool.
That's who I'm going to go with.
That's lame.
I feel like that's like...
No, I'm just kidding.
I feel like there's nothing better than golfing with like your friends. But then if you're picking for like experience-wise, like you got to pick like cool people to golf with.
I'm going with Kyle Forgard from the Nelk Boys. Tiger Woods, just because you have to. And who else is like a... Maybe Robbie Gucci from Wet Jeans. Just because we need the fun vibes.
I'll give a serious one here. Paul Bissonnette from Spit and Chicklets.
That's a good one.
Wayne Gretzky and Danny Heatley. I think that would be pretty cool.
I'm going Tiger, just because obviously that doesn't need to be said. I'm going Michael Jordan because he's like the biggest golf addict in the world. He actually has his own course in Florida. Where like there's only like 50 members or something.
Yeah.
And the course is designed for him.
No, to like, win every time.
No, yeah, like the so like he hits the ball
a certain slice.
No, no, like literally. Like he hits the ball.
Everything's a dog leg, like, right?
He doesn't hit the ball very far. So yeah. He hits it like 250 maybe, and a lot of guys would hit it further than that. Yeah. So the fairway is really wide until 250 yards, and then it gets really skinny after. So like
you, are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. He designed the course so that whenever he plays like people for money, he'll win.
I'd be so pissed if I was a member there.
I pick those two, and I'd probably just bring my brother along because he asked the question.
Yeah, no, that's pretty cool.
And he's fun to golf with because I can get in his head. Once I get in his head, he's done. Anyways, yeah, good question. Next one.
Hi guys, I just wanted to say, first of all, that you guys are awesome and I really enjoy watching your videos and listening to your podcast. My question is, what are your plans after graduation?
Thanks, Vanessa. We appreciate
Thank you for the kind words. There.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's awesome.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Johnny's got another year.
Yeah.
Keep playing hockey, maybe.
Yeah.
Depending on couple things, I guess, and
continue filming with this hockey guys no bad days podcast phenomenon that we got going on.
Yeah, and I gotta find a career too.
Yeah, and then get a day job.
Could be a career.
Yeah, but I feel like you can't like put all your eggs in one basket, you know.
No, you definitely gotta have like a consistent source of income, but also work on this, and you know, until it gets to where you want it to be.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Good question, though.
Heck and rights.
Yeah. Call me Gary.
Thanks for the kind words, too.
Yes.
Hi there. Hope you guys are having a great day. I am dying to know, are any of you guys into or have you done any sort of personality tests like the Enneagram, Myers-Briggs, True Colors? I am fascinated by all those things, and I would love to know what your guys' results are if you have done them. If you haven't, you should check out the Enneagram. It's probably my favorite one. Anyway, I hope you guys have a great evening. Thanks for bringing a smile to my face, and looking forward to hearing your answers.
First of all,
we love the energy.
We love the enthusiasm in that question. We thought that was awesome. So thank you for bringing that.
I'm looking at this test right now. There's 7 steps to it. The Enneagram. Maybe we should do this for next.
We've never done a personality test. So this would be
I've done one for like hockey before where everyone on the team did one, but I have no idea what the results were.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this for next week. Let's not forget.
Yeah.
I'll keep this in my
day. Put it in the calendar.
I'll put it in the notes.
Yeah.
Toss it in. We'll take it.
And notes for next week. Personality test.
Yeah.
And as if I don't have enough homework, Vanessa. Dang.
That wasn't Vanessa.
Oh, damn it.
That was Caitlin.
Oh, sorry, Caitlin. As if Vanessa I didn't have enough.
Vanessa was the previous.
So this is why we don't do names, because you can't keep track. Okay. We'll do it for next week, and then we'll let you know the we're gonna post a video for this, so stop making. No, I'm just kidding. We'll do it for next week.
Hey guys, I'm a huge fan of Survivor, so I love the discussion that you had a couple weeks ago about who would do the best in the game. But what I want to know is, of the seasons that you've watched, which one is your favorite, and do you have any favorite players?
Okay.
Oh my God.
That is a great question.
My favorite person is Reem.
Like season 4 or something like that.
No, it was a recent season, because Dave actually got me a cameo of her, because of the one season her like catchphrase was come on, dude. And that's all we would say for like 2 months. We just like, come yeah. on, dude.
And yeah. Is that your favorite season, that one?
No. I don't know. Probably any season with Boston Rob.
Yeah.
Just because he plays the game so well.
Yeah.
And you just know.
I like my favorite one was the 40th season, Winners at War, which is like all the previous winners. Yeah.
That was a good
season. I thought it was awesome. Yeah. I love that Tony won too, because he was freaking hilarious. Like he would climb trees and spy on people and like yeah. all that kind of stuff. And Johnny, you don't look like you
yeah,
know Survivor well enough.
No, I was going to say, I'm going to sit this one out because that's it's your guys' alley. It's not really mine. I haven't really watched it as much as you guys have.
Hey, it's funny that we talked about it before.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We talked about this season because I was watching it with you guys. Yeah. So.
True. That's it. Well, hey, thanks for being honest, dude.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Hey guys, I'm from Australia and I love the podcast. And I just wanted to know who is the best cook out of the hockey guys. And if you three had to cook a meal for the team, what would be your go-to meal? Thank you.
Well,
who's the best cook? Well,
thank you.
I'd say Frizz is a good cook, but sometimes he just does too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you're so making a pasta salad and he's putting mustard and then he's like, oh, I need something else. And then he's putting like mayo in it. Yeah, and then he's like, oh,
too many calories.
It needs something else. And then he's putting red chili flakes in it. Yeah. And then he's like,
for color.
Needs mustard. And it's like, okay, now
lime juice.
Yeah. Like now it's random. Just whack, but he's good. He's a good cook.
He's a good cook. Yeah. I don't know if we have, he's probably like the one that takes the most time to cook everything.
Yeah.
Like he thinks his meals out way more than.
Yeah. He says he plans his meals out for the week, like what he's going to have each day.
Yeah. And then eats it in 44 seconds.
Yeah. No, like he says, like he sits in bed at night and thinks about his meals.
he's an interesting guy.
The way he explained it was he'd be like, oh man, I'm going to have like Chipotle chicken on Wednesday. It's gonna be so good.
He has himself going with those, just thinking about dinner,
and he just makes the biggest mess ever in the kitchen.
Yeah. But I think if the three of us were gonna make a meal for the team, I'm gonna go with like steaks.
Yeah,
I'm bringing
pierogis. not bad. Yeah, you're good at cooking pierogies. I'm not bad at cooking a steak.
Yeah,
Tavern's a grill master though.
Yeah, I do the grilling here, even though we haven't used the barbecue once yet this year.
I'm more of a pan sear guy.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that last time I had steaks. It was actually really good. Yeah, like cast iron?
Yeah, that's the way to go, I think.
I don't know. I'd probably like do a big meal. Like we did the turkeys. That was good. I'm not so much like a day-to-day guy, you know?
Yeah.
No, I know it was actually good that you made the one day. That chicken and mushroom thing with crepes.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
What is
it's like mushroom chicken crepes, like something like that.
Actually, remember last year Frizz made those sliders? Was it for the Grey Cup or something?
What kind was it?
What's the Grey Cup?
Yeah, it was like a buffalo chicken slider.
Yeah.
What? And for those of you that don't know what the Grey Cup is, that's the CFL Canadian Football League Championship.
Yeah.
It's like basically Super Bowl, but bigger.
Yeah, we get like Carly Rae Jensen to perform at halftime. So
and Headley.
Yeah, and Headley, if any of the Americans know those people, but yeah, Canadian people, but in bands, but yeah, that's what that is.
How about those videos we did this week? The Guilty Pleasure songs that popped off.
Yeah, that actually did really well. I think when we toss in like different songs that people like haven't heard, like they know but they haven't heard in a long time, like that's what gets the views.
They'll go back and listen to them too.
Yeah.
Well, if you had to say another one, I know you didn't go, Marty, so you can pick one.
Did you already film?
Yeah, we filmed.
Okay, so pick a different one than part two then.
I did part two.
No, I know, but pick a different one so that way you can say it.
Oh.
Different Guilty Pleasure song right off the top of your head.
Oh, God, that's hard.
That's such a hard thing. That's like saying, what's your favorite movie? What's your favorite song? Like, there's a million.
Just pick one.
Okay, yeah, but okay. It's tough to narrow that down.
But it's just like there's billions of songs. Yeah.
So okay, so for part one, I picked Birthday by Katy Perry.
Yeah.
It's low-key a shaker.
Yeah, low-key.
What was yours?
Mine was Man, I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain.
Yeah, that is a banger too.
It's a banger.
That's a very good song.
I'm going to pick a Guilty Pleasure song as I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor.
Yeah.
So it's just a jam of a song.
Actually, you know what's good too? If we're going oldies is Respect by Aretha Franklin.
Like,
Oh yeah, dude, that was a banger.
And you know who?
That's a banger.
Hey, that girl killed it in "Are We There Yet" when she sang it.
Oh yeah, with Ice Cube.
Yeah, with Ice Cube.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember
our boy Ice Cube, best actor out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
The goddamn string.
I put you on the spot. You're not
the answer. Yeah.
I have no idea. I'm not good.
Or take his advice. Just think of one.
Yeah. It's really not that hard. Just think of one.
Just think.
Just think of one, like, and then you're done.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Here's one that's been recycled from 2 weeks ago that we haven't caught to yet. So here it is.
What's it like being a few years older than your typical college student? What are some positives and or negatives about it? And do you think this makes college harder or easier for you?
That's a pretty good question.
Because I haven't asked that before.
We've all like initially said our freshman years, like how weird it is being 3 years older than everyone in your class when you first get here.
Yeah.
Especially now that I'm taking freshman classes this year.
Yeah.
And I'm 24.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
kids are 18.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, summer's 17.
Summer's still 17. I'm 24.
Yeah.
In the class. And like, yeah.
Like, I'd say it makes it easier though.
Yeah. It definitely makes it easier.
I feel like you're definitely more mature and like your time management skills and like your willingness to get things done properly than like the average 18.
No, that's definitely one thing is the maturity, because sometimes like kids could get a little... I don't want to say annoying, but like in class, like they're either interrupting the teacher or something, and you're just sitting there like, kind of like, okay, come on. Like to, saying it to yourself, you're obviously not going to say anything out loud, but like, yeah, like maturity's huge. It also feels weird because like you look like older than a lot of the kids too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, especially like in the freshman classes where
it's
literally just freshmen. But yeah, like you guys are 97s and the freshmen this year are 03s.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And then next year I'm going to be going to school with 04s.
Yeah. Right.
Like that's pretty wild.
Yeah. I don't know if it's, I just think it's easier for that reason though. Maturity.
I've definitely come a long way from high school, because in high school I did not try. I think that comes with maturity, because I had tough times in high school just like caring about school.
Yeah,
but ever since I've been here, I've just like, taking pride in my grades, I guess. So
I feel like it makes a difference when you're actually paying for school too.
Yeah, also, that does too.
It also like helps to like
to try.
You look at like when we're here, like we look at school, how we look at hockey. Like if you do well in school, you're gonna do well in hockey.
Yeah.
So it takes that stress off when you're on the ice. So it's like it's enough motivation to also like do well in school.
Right.
Yeah.
Good question, Ariel.
Good question.
Very good question.
Okay, last one here, and then we will. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. I don't know what you need to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Take up anything. I think people liked the singing segments last time, so we should keep doing that.
Sure.
Okay, we'll do one more.
Alrighty then.
One more.
All right.
One last one.
Okay.
Okay, sure. Okay, just do it then, dude.
Okay. Problem, we will pick good. There we go. Let's pick a good one, hopefully.
Guess
let's
who see. I am.
Ollie. Ollie's here.
Hi, Ollie.
No, I'm Mort.
Oh, sorry, Mort.
Kia ora, boys. Hi from New Zealand. Just wondering who is the most accident-prone off the ice?
Oh.
New Zealand. That's kind of cool.
Yeah,
that is like, cool.
It's a lovely accent you have there.
What do they call them? Kiwi?
No.
People from...
Is it?
New Zealand? Yeah, I think it's Kiwis.
Is that, like, disrespectful, though?
No, I don't know. So, if it is, I'm sorry, but...
I don't
know. That's pretty cool that we have. That's pretty cool that we have a listener in New Zealand. Like,
that's awesome.
I shout out to you. Like,
shout out to New Zealand.
Shout out New Zealand. That would be a cool place to go to.
Yeah.
We should go hit up there and then like Australia.
Yeah. And then on our way back, we'll just like hit every other country on the way back.
Yeah. We'll just hit up like.
They do call them Kiwis.
Yeah. I was right.
Attaboy, John.
The soldiers were referred to as Kiwis.
Oh.
And the nickname stuck.
And we'll catch a rugby game over that.
Yeah, rugby's insane.
Is I it played okay rugby to call in high school. It is not of itself offensive.
Okay, good.
Kiwi is
okay.
Not an insult.
Beauty. Okay.
There we go.
Love my Kiwis.
Thanks, Google.
I had to fact check that for the boys.
What was the question?
Who's the most accident prone?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It's a yelly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's just because we call him Spillsy.
Yeah. He spills
just
everything.
Spills anything.
There's no coffee on your sweatpants, and then just, you got a big stain going to school.
And my white sweatshirt. I got a white sweatshirt, and I'm holding my coffee right beside him. He's to my right. I'm just holding my coffee, and he smacks my arm. He's like, oh, I didn't see your coffee there. I'm like,
oh, well, the steaming mug?
The steaming hot mug that we poured together, the coffee cups that we poured together 3 minutes ago.
Yeah, so he's definitely the most accident prone. That was pretty funny. I think that's,
accident.
Yeah, I was gonna say did I say accident?
Yeah, you did.
Accident.
Yeah, that's okay.
He's the most accident prone.
It's okay. There's always next week.
Yeah, it's okay. I'll come back better next week. Bigger, stronger, faster. More poised.
I'm kind of excited for these personality traits. I don't know what all goes in.
Yeah,
what
I'm kind of nervous. What if I'm an asshole? What's the thing?
What if you fail?
Yeah, like, can you fail?
It's like a concussion test.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, you are already concussed.
Yeah. Like, how do you fail a concussion baseline test? Yeah.
I remember like freshman year, I was just trying to get through it really, really fast. Yeah. And then they're like, okay, like the computers.
Did you bump your head recently?
No.
Yeah.
Like, you're not okay right now.
Yeah.
Someone reaches out to you from the personality trait website. They're like, hey, like, we saw your answers. You're not good.
Yeah. Do people hate you?
Oh, God. All right. Well, that concludes episode 19 of the No Bad Days podcast. Thanks as always for tuning in, and we'll see you guys next week.
We'll see ya.
Ciao.
See you when I see ya.
See you when I see ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.